This exercise is called Witnessing Your Emotion. It involves two writing activities, one occurring before and one occurring after the eyes closed, guided portion. Take a few minutes before we begin to pick an important memorable event in your life, not your trauma, but something that matters to you, an event that you find important and contains emotional material. Once you have decided on the event, write it down with a brief description. You can pause this recording now to write. When you have finished writing, find a quiet spot where you will not be interrupted and you can complete the exercise. When you found that place with pen and paper, push play again and we will start the imaginal exercise. Sit comfortably and close your eyes and take a few minutes to settle in. Allow yourself to breathe, simply noticing the breath, noticing its rise and fall, and as you're settling, begin to think of the experience you described in your writing. Bring it to mind and let yourself go deeply into the experiencing of this event, noticing the sights and sounds, noticing the colors and textures of the memory. Let yourself sink fully into this experience as best you can recall. Once you feel that you have contacted the memory with some depth, let yourself sink into the different emotions you experienced during that time. Perhaps pain, perhaps joy, maybe fear or awe. Could be a full range of emotions. See if you can let yourself notice the different emotional experiences contained in this event, and let yourself contact them as much as possible. As you bring these experiences to mind, notice the intensity of the emotion. Notice that there is more than one, and that they rise and fall, they come and go. Now take a few moments to sit inside this memory, witnessing the emotions without any effort to make them other than what they are, emotional experiences. If you lose contact with the process, if you pull away from the emotions or your mind takes you in other directions, just notice that your mind captured you and come back to witnessing the emotions of this experience. If it helps, you can even open your eyes for a moment and glance at what you wrote, then come back by breathing, reconnecting to the emotions and just gently allowing yourself experience them again. Remember, you need to take no effort to make them come or go. They can simply be what they are, emotional experiences. Notice the rise and fall. Let yourself encounter these emotional events with openness. They are natural parts of being human. And now I'll invite you to gently return to the breath, noticing the breath as it rises and falls, allowing yourself the opportunity to reconnect to the here and now. Just take in a few deep breaths. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And take the pen and paper and write down the emotions that you experienced. Also note how long they seem to last during the experience, just by what you remember, no pressure to get it right. And as you write the emotions and the approximate length of time that you felt each, see if you can let yourself really settle in to a sense of movement. Emotions rise and fall. They come and go. There is no need to struggle with them.